Hello, this is Rabbi Mordechai Fleischer of the Denver Community Kollel, bringing you this week's thought on the parsha. This week's parsha is a double parsha, Parshas Tazria and Parshas Metzora. And probably the most famous discussion in this week's two parshas is that of Tzaraas, commonly translated as leprosy. Tzaraas is in fact a spiritual malady that manifests itself with a skin disease or lesions on the skin. The Torah tells us that one who has a tzaraas-like symptoms on his or her skin must go to the Kohen, the priest, and the Kohen examines the symptoms and decides whether it fits the bill to be considered tzaraas. If indeed it is tzaraas, the Kohen declares it tamei, impure, and the person now has the tzaraas malady, is impure, has a large number of laws and details that must be followed until the tzaraas goes away. Even after the tzaraas goes away, there is a purification process. But what is fascinating is that it's very clear that it is the Kohen who must make the declaration that this is in fact tzaraas and the person is impure. In fact, if a Kohen is not learned enough to determine whether this is indeed a tzaraas affliction or not, one may go to a scholar, a Torah scholar, one who is well versed in these laws, and the Torah scholar will examine it and decide if it is indeed tzaraas, and then he will tell the Kohen, and the Kohen will make the declaration that it is tamei. But if the Kohen doesn't do it, then it is not tamei. And in fact, there are situations where the Talmud says one may abstain from making the declaration due to extenuating circumstances, such as, for example, a groom during the period of celebration of his wedding, if he has this malady, may push off having the declaration made by the Kohen until after the period of celebration so as to avoid ruining this special time in his life. The question becomes, why is the declaration so important? Once we have determined that this is in fact tzaraas, this malady on the skin, why is it necessary for the declaration to make the person impure? If it's tzaraas, it's tzaraas. And it ought not to require the official declaration of the Kohen. There is a great deal of discussion around this, but I'd like to share with you one insight which is very relevant to our daily lives. The Talmud lists a number of spiritual shortcomings or sins that a person may be involved in that would cause him or her to be afflicted with tzaraas on the skin. The most famous one is lashon hara, slander, speaking badly about other people. And lashon hara is essentially talking badly about other people. It may be true. If it's not true, it's even worse. Then it adds an entirely new category. But the attitude that a lot of people have when it comes to speaking badly about other people is, I'm just talking. I'm not harming them. I'm not hurting them. And it's true anyways. So what am I doing wrong? It's just words. Sticks and stones can break my bones, but words can never harm me. So what's the big deal? So I said a few bad words about the person. What's the big deal? Deal with it. Go on. The Torah looks at it very, very differently. Speech is one of the most powerful tools that a person has, and in fact, there are commentaries that say that speech is what makes us uniquely human. And abusing that power of speech, and using it to harm others, to speak badly of others, to see the negative and to express the negative about other people is one of the worst things that a person can do. To that end, the Torah makes this idea very clear to us, that the power of speech is so important and so vital by saying that even if a person has tzaraas, a person is afflicted with this skin disease that is a manifestation of the spiritual shortcoming, you will not become impure. You do not officially have tzaraas unless the Kohen opens his mouth and says, you are impure. You are tamei. As long as he doesn't open his mouth and say those words, there is nothing wrong with you. And the Torah is teaching us a very important lesson. Speech has power. What we say matters. When we speak, we create a reality. We may not realize it. We may choose to ignore it. But speech is very powerful. And every word we say is not harmless. On the contrary, everything we say has meaning, effects, and can cause tremendous damage in the world. You don't believe me? If the Kohen keeps his mouth shut, nothing happens. If the Kohen opens his mouth, this person is impure. He must remove himself from society and sit outside of the camp of everyone else until he is deemed pure, until the tzaraas leaves the person. The lesson for us is quite obvious. Every word we say matters. Everything we say matters. And while we don't have tzaraas today, because we are not on the spiritual level to have this kind of spiritual disease manifests itself clearly on our skin, but nonetheless, the problems that are created through not being careful with our speech are certainly true today more than ever, and it behooves us to be careful of what we say, because what we say does matter. I hope you enjoyed this, and I wish you a wonderful Shabbos.